Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Carton and Roberts on the Fan. By the way, I should mention that the Philly Met game starts at 7:10 tonight, and it is the big bobblehead. Is the bobblehead tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, bobblehead tonight, and then the first, Hall of Fame stuff Saturday.
I think it's the first 10,000 fans or 15,000 fans, so you may want to get to the game a little early to make sure you get the Howie bobblehead. And then Saturday, it's a 4:10 game. The ceremony begins at 3:30. Gary Cohen, Howie Rose, Howard Johnson, and the great Al Leiter all going into the Mets Hall of Fame.
Yeah, here's what I'm wondering. If Gary Cohen and Howie Rose are both being inducted into the Hall of Fame, who does the emceeing?
That's a great question.
Right?
That's a great question.
And I mean, Al Leiter loves to talk, but he's being honored also.
Can't emcee. Well, here's my question,
who do they pick? Do they pick, I don't even, who would it even be? Who's the choice?
Maybe Keith Rad, right out of the gate, says,
no,
come on, bro.
You know what you do? You have Ron Darling and Keith Hernandez do it.
Yeah, but that's favoring Gary. What about Howie?
That's not favoring. Howie doesn't have an analyst, right?
He does. I just said Keith Rad.
Yeah, but you can't have Keith Rad.
Why not? Why?
Because he's been there for like a minute.
So?
No, that wouldn't be right.
Yeah, but if he's here for the next 40 years,
then a couple years down the line, he gets to do this.
Here's the real question, Craig.
I mean, they should have you do it.
No, it's okay.
Why, you're synonymous with Met fandom.
Unfortunately, I cannot go. There's a wrestling event at Westchester County Center. My sons want to go.
My Lord.
I apologize.
How about have Mark Chernoff do it?
That's true. Cherny could do it.
That wouldn't be bad, right?
Who would Al Leiter want to have do it? Mike Piazza?
Yeah, listen, all due respect, Mike and I have become good friends here in the last year and a half or so.
Piazza?
Love Mike Piazza. I'm a little tired of trucking Mike Piazza out to everywhere.
I got the guy to do it.
To be honest with you.
I got the guy.
I'm a little tired of it.
Steve Cohen himself.
Yeah, Steve Cohen, who I have great respect for as the owner, you're not the greatest public speaker of all time either.
But
why not have Chris Christie do it?
Chris Christie, he's busy. He's in New Hampshire trying to get votes.
Oh, he's busy.
Who do you think gets the Joe DiMaggio treatment? And by that I mean the main event treatment gets announced last. They always save, like, the biggest names for last.
Yeah.
Do you go with Hojo? Do you go with Al? You can't pick between Gary and Howie. How could you?
I think, to be fair, it's a great question. So, listen, Howie and Gary obviously are going to have much longer Met careers than Howard Johnson or Al Leiter, obviously. Oh, that's a tough one, though, right?
I'm telling you it's a tough one.
And if you're going to pick favorites amongst the announcers... we all know what happened at the banquet with Michael Kay and John Sterling a couple weeks ago. There's some ego play involved in that. As much as they want to deny it, I know for a fact it happened.
Right.
So what if you had to pick the order? So there's four guys getting in, right?
I'd tell you exactly what
Howie
I would
Rose,
do.
Gary Cohen, Howard Johnson, and Al Leiter.
I'll tell you what I would do.
All right.
I have an answer.
I know what you're going to say.
You have no idea what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I know 100% what you're going
to
say.
What am I going to say?
You're going to say Al Leiter goes first.
No. Oh, goes first or goes last?
He's introduced first.
Al or Hojo, either one. But I end it with a simultaneous induction of Howie and Gary.
Yeah, but don't they all get to speak? Don't they give like a thank you thing? Who's going to do that?
They do. So who goes last? Ultimately, there's... I was thinking...
Question.
I put them on at the same time.
Who has the more representative call of a great Met moment, Gary or Howie? How about that? Now, you're going to curry favor to Howie as a
I'm
fan
I'm not going
to
curry favor to Howie. I'm going to give an honest answer.
I think that's fair for you to do if you're a favor courier.
So, I'm giving you my answer.
Go ahead.
And I think Howie will understand this. It's Gary Cohen, and the reason why
Gary
is,
Cohen goes, he's the Joe D.
No, I'm giving you an answer on the famous call, but it's all about timing, okay?
Ooh.
When it's 1999 and 2000, I am 16 and 17 years old. This is my first taste.
These are your formidable years when you first discovered women existed.
Yes. They hadn't discovered me yet, but I had discovered them.
So you're a late bloomer.
So this is my kind of learning of the Mets in the playoffs. So when Robin Ventura hits his Grand Slam single, I hear Gary Cohen. When Todd Pratt hits the home run, I hear Gary Cohen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's nothing against Howie. Howie was doing TV. And obviously, when you do TV, you're not doing the postseason. So if you're asking which one resonates with me more,
it's more Gary.
It's close, but it can change quickly because Howie's building up the resume now. If they go win a World Series this year, it's done. Howie takes the cake.
Listen, I got to tell you, for me, it's Harry Rose.
Why? I gave you my reason.
Because I'm a radio guy first, number one.
And Gary did radio for a long time.
Yeah, but I'm a radio guy. I've been at the Fan since its first year anniversary. And while I grew up on Bob Murphy, like most people did, I just Harry Rose to me is the real voice of the Mets.
I think
no disrespect to Gary, he's had a legendary
career. I think he's become that. But you're asking me to pick between two legends that have equally affected my fandom in terms of hearing things.
Yeah.
I just, for now, give the slight edge to Gary. But I think with a couple of more Met postseason moments.
Yeah, we're about to have a moment here. We're about to put an apple on top of your head.
No, it's on your head.
And see if Peter Wright and Dimitri Vandenberg, two of the greatest... what do you call yourselves? Dartists?
Dart elites.
Dart elites?
Good to see you guys. I'm Craig. That's Evan. There's a big big dart event coming to. We don't call it Hulu anymore, right? What do we call it? Just the theater? The theater at Madison Square Garden. And the reason we set this up is that, I don't know, maybe 3 months ago, I'm watching on TV, and it seems like one of the greatest spectator events of all time. It was in Europe somewhere. And it's like 20,000 people drunk off their asses who can't even see the darts flying. And some guy, who was the guy? Who, like, hit, like, every number you had to hit, whatever. What's, like, the perfect score in darts? What's that thing called?
Well, 180?
Yeah. That's he it. Did, yeah. like, 180 on two
That's
darts.
That's a perfect score in darts.
Yeah. No, he does three
and
darts.
The crowd went crazy, and Evan and I were talking about it.
It was nuts.
And we were like, we got to get this here.
Yeah, that's the nine dart, you mean. The nine dart finish of Michael Smith versus MVG.
I don't know what you just said, but yes.
Perfectly.
Yeah, so walk me through what it was, the perfect nine dart finish.
Yeah, so basically a perfect lick is the shortest that you can finish 501 to nil. And that's like 7 treble 20s, a treble 19, and a double 12, which happened in the World Championship final between two of the greatest players in the world.
So this is the perfect dart game or throws.
Yep. Yeah.
And the guy did it in the championship match
to win the world title. Not to win the title, but to win that lick.
To win that match.
The thing is, they were both on the perfect lick.
Yeah.
And the one missed it on the double, and the other one didn't. But this is something we've never seen before, and that's, I think, what went viral all the way here to the USA.
It was, I gotta tell you, like, we all played darts growing up. You go to an Irish pub, you play darts, right? I owned a bar in Philly. You have darts. You play darts. You get decent at it. No, not at your level, obviously. But I was, and Evan, we were mesmerized by this crazy event. And then I find out the world's greatest players, guys like you guys, are coming to the theater at Madison Square Garden. And there's probably sold out by now, but if not, go check out the Garden website. Maybe there's a couple of tickets still available. This looks like one of the great, I don't know if you call it a sport. I want to be respectful.
Well, is it a sport?
It is
Do you guys consider it a sport?
It's probably not a sport.
It's still,
but it's a competitive.
I think
officially a sport.
I'm not going to argue with you because you have weapons on you. So, but it's like
we're loaded, mate.
Not only is it competitive and like high stakes, from a fan standpoint, it's just a nonstop party. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's true.
But is it a party for you guys? Because you're focused on winning and dominating.
That's depending if the crowd is on our backs. If the crowd's on our back, then we're having a ball as well. Then we're like having the greatest time.
So you play to the crowd, you'll get the crowd all pumped up, you'll talk some smack, that kind of thing, right?
Do you guys need to drink while you play? Because I remember when I played darts, I need to be wasted to play.
We'll just get ourselves very professional on the stage. That's what we've got to do.
Evan, these are professionals. That's a disrespectful question. I apologize for my partner.
We're not playing in the pub. Question everybody was asking, trust me.
Yeah, so now Peter, nicknamed Snakebite.
Yep.
And you are currently ranked number 2 in the entire world.
Yep.
Who's number 1?
Michael Smith,
bully boy. We don't care for that guy, right?
Ben. No, he's lucky.
No, he's a lucky guy.
He's a lucky player.
I've always said, not my guy. I don't like that guy. I don't like what he stands for. I don't like that he's just a lucky
son
of a
gun. Do you guys play, like, is it one-on-one, or is it, like, eight guys competing at the same time?
No, it's one-on-one. One-on-one.
Have you played this number one guy one-on-one?
Yep.
How many times have you kicked his ass?
Many times. He's only beat me about four times.
Nice.
But I've beaten him
more times than he's beaten you?
Yeah.
So now walk me through what's happening at the Theater at the Garden. First off, when is it? It's coming up soon, right?
This Friday evening.
So this Friday night, the Theater at the Garden. So you'll have like, what, 8,000 people there. It'll be awesome. How many dartists are there?
So we've got eight of the PDC representatives. Yep. And then we've got eight players that we're going to represent USA and Canada. So we're going to be playing against the best players that USA and Canada provides.
Oh, so is it Europe versus North America? That's the setup here, essentially?
That's where they start in like last 16. And then they bring it into last eight, semifinal, and the final on Saturday evening.
So you're putting me in a spot where I actively have to root against you boys. Because I got to root for North America, right? Yeah. Or do I just say, F it, I'm picking one of you guys, and I'm going with you guys?
Oh, I'd say so. Go for one of us. Yeah.
How often have you guys played each other?
Oh, we played each other already for the last 10 years, so I'm sure that I've played him at least 20, 30 times.
And you know your record. You know how many times you've beaten him, right?
I've beat him a fair few now, but...
He's got the edge.
To be fair, though, Evan, this is the young stud here.
We call him Mr. Miyagi. I am Dimitri-san, and that's Mr. Miyagi.
there's what you don't see, Evan, is that there's a built-in respect level because Pete's got Dimitri by 24 years. So this is one of the men you probably looked up to as you became a professional dart thrower.
That's the guy to be, right? Like I said, he's Mr. Miyagi.
He came and lived at our house for, say, 3 months.
Did you charge him rent or no?
No, man.
Have you seen their garden? That's my job.
All right, so are there tickets available still? We totally sold out. We can still get a couple tickets. So obviously go to the Madison Square Garden or the theater website. You can get tickets. It's Friday and Saturday, so you could pick either night to go there. Listen, I loved it because I've never seen crowds like that. Like, we've been to, obviously, raucous crowds for, you know, a Knick game, a Rangers game at the Garden, which is the greatest arena in the world. It's not even debatable. But when I saw those people going, you know, crazy, and then we were talking to the founder of it, of the league, who joined us on the show. The Garden was nice enough to set us up with the gentleman. And he was like, the best part, the craziest part, like, if you go to a Knick game, right, no matter where you sit in Madison Square Garden, I can see Jalen Brunson take a shot to win a game. Okay. I can see the ball go in or not go in, right? If I go to a Ranger game, I have a pretty good idea, the guy that shoots the puck, where the puck goes. But you can't even see the dart, and guys are going crazy off of what other people are seeing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's nuts to me. They're doing
like all the time the wave in the stadium when we're playing on the stage. So like when that treble 20 first star goes in, they're going like, oh, if that second one goes in, then you all of a sudden see the camera zooming in, but also the crowd is going, oh, and as soon as that third one goes in, they go wild. They go ballistic. Wild.
Now, there's a famous scene in Ted Lasso where Ted Lasso plays the owner of the soccer club in darts to protect the woman that's, you know, the current owner of the squad. Did you guys see that? Was that a big moment for you, dartists?
No knowledge of that.
So now, do we have a dartboard here that we can set up?
Uh-oh.
We do. Can we bring that in? What's the?
Do you want to compete against the world champ?
Yeah, sure. I don't know if they'll put. Now, here's my question:
What's the distance between a dartboard and where you stand?
What's the distance? What's the professional distance?
Only in meters. That's 2.37 meters, but I don't know what in.
How many meters did you say?
7'9¾".
Seven feet 10 inches.
Oh, okay.
All right. So what's about? We could probably eyeball, right? So why don't we set it up so the cameras can get it as well, since we're on TV. Why don't we put it in front of the Pete Alonso jersey?
Oh, yeah, but then if you miss...
Dude, they're not missing. They're the best in the world.
Now you guys are under pressure.
Because, Craig, I'm not worried about them missing, but if you're going to throw one,
miss. I owned a bar and grill. I'm not missing.
That was 40 years ago.
Evan, you want to do play-by-play?
Yes.
Dimitri, you want to be the analyst?
I'll be the analyst.
All right,
I'll
here
be
we
the
go.
Analyst.
Me versus Peter Wright, the second greatest star player in the world.
All right, we got Peter Wright versus Craig Carton. What do you think? Who are you handicapping as the favorite in this one?
We're here live at the W Fan Radio.
W Fan, yeah, let's go
W Fan Radio, that's what we are. Yes. That's how I would call it.
Sure.
Like I said, you're playing here, world champion of darts against your own fellow radio sportist.
Yeah. All right.
It seems like Peter is analyzing how far away it is, kind of looking at the angles. Craig is up first. Craig,
I don't want to downsize you, but you can straight away see the amateuristic version and the professional version.
What is he holding in his hand? What is that weapon called?
That's called a dart.
Oh, that's called a dart.
That's called a dart.
I thought it had a funny name. It's a dart. Oh, he's holding the dart in his hand.
Right, now,
I've not played darts in a little while.
All right, Craig is up. He is moving the microphone out of the way.
Go forward here more.
All right. He wants to speak while he's working at it.
I've not played darts recently, but I'm going to start practicing.
He's a little bit less than
now,
7 feet away, but we'll
you know,
count
I think,
it.
I think we're going to call this now the Red Bull Darts Masters.
I feel like this is not a regulation this dart, but
this is the Red Bull Darts Masters.
Whatever you say, Pete.
All right, Craig is putting up his first shot, and it is
game shot. Double 15. That's
that
a good
that
dot,
is?
Man. That's a good dot. That's a good dot.
Wow. 15, Pete.
That's a
What's
30
up?
Dot average.
Do I go again?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I go all three.
You
yeah.
got three of them.
Here we go.
You got a double 15 second shot.
A single 19.
Is that good?
It's not a bad dart. It's not a bad dart. Just, the question is, the question, the very big question here is, where was you aiming at?
Yeah, where were you aiming? The bullseye?
I was not aiming at the 19, nor the double 15. That's what's my score.
Does that mean you wasn't really at it?
38 and
68. 68 scored.
68 is good?
For an amateuristic dart player, 68 is definitely a good base to work on.
Here's Peter the professional. His first shot is
single five.
Single five. You can't lose this, Peter. What are we doing? Second shot.
Single seven.
Single seven. Here's his third shot. And it
is. Oh, it's a total of 13 points.
Did Craig just beat you?
Nice job.
Hey.
I'm retiring.
Get back behind your mic.
To be fair, I believe there should be two rounds. To be fair. Even though I dominated round one, I think
you should take on
Dimitri.
Let's go,
you're going up there, Dimitri.
All right, go up there. Pete.
By the way,
you've got to take my spot now.
You can get tickets for Friday and Saturday, the theater at the Garden.
You cannot win a round against both of these professionals. We will never hear the end of this.
I beat Greg Jennings in ping pong. I beat Tim Hardaway in horse. I beat Peter Wright in darts. And now Dimitri Vandenberg is next. You want to go first or second?
Howdy, partner.
Nice hat.
Throwing his Yankee Cowboy hat, though.
Here we go.
Here goes Craig again.
Here we go.
Oh, double 17.
A double 17.
That's 34.
This guy practiced.
Oh, my God. What's that? 34, 47.
Yeah.
Oh, my 47. Here we go.
Third shot.
Oh, wow.
Is that triple? Is that triple?
That's a triple 13.
73.
He got
86.
Oh,
wow.
What the hell is
crying,
this?
Man. I'm crying.
Awesome.
Dimitri, right. Have you ever gotten that kind of score? Is that a normal score for you to get?
But the question is, when I'm aiming at something, normally I get close. He's just aiming on the board, and he's just hitting
I'm
good
just,
luck.
I don't want to miss the board.
That's it.
Yeah, I get you.
Good luck for a beginner.
All right, Dimitri.
Go on, Andy.
Let's see if he can pull this one off. His first shot is up, and it is a single 20.
Single 20.
His next shot is
triple seven.
Triple seven.
Oh, what's that? 19.
Is that another triple seven?
What's that?
I can't see what that third shot was, but it doesn't matter. Craig wins.
48. Craig wins again.
Craig has beaten both professionals.
So now listen, if I swing by Friday or Saturday, I want a little tip of the cap from the front. Yeah, from the thing. Turn this mic in over here.
Oh my goodness.
Don't come to Madison Square Garden to see the pros. Just come to see the amateurs. They're better than us.
Now, have you guys ever done this in New York City before at a venue as storied as the theater at the Garden? Is this a big deal?
I know that Peter's
I was here
before.
Last year.
You were?
Yeah, I lost to the winner, Michael Smith.
And how were the crowds for this last year?
Absolutely fantastic. They love the darts, proper dart fans, and they dress up as well, which is really good. Yeah.
Like when you say they dress up, like they in their finest clothes, or they put on costumes?
No, costumes and just crazy outfits and stuff like that, yeah.
I think it's great. And with all due respect, like, you can obviously, you know, you've been around a little while. You can make decent money being a world traveling dart player, yeah?
Yeah.
That man there is a multi millionaire.
No, I'm not.
That's how that well looks.
My wife is.
Oh, let me rephrase
I'm
that.
Skinned.
Yeah. His boss is. His boss is.
Yes. He has access to funds, but he does not control the funds.
Because
that's a smart woman over there. I got one of them too.
This is going to go on repeat and repeat and repeat at your home now.
Yeah. Listen, you know Sarah's in New York City and his wife is here? She ain't stupid. Hey. She's like, you want to go to Scotland? Go ahead. We're going to New York City. I'm getting on the plane.
Exactly.
That's all that is. Yep. Well, look, it's a pleasure meeting you guys.
Thank
you. And like I said, when Evan and I saw the video of, I guess, the tournament from a few months ago, I was like, we got to get in on this because it just looks like a party. It looks like it's fun.
Well, when are you turning pro now, Craig? You're on your freaking way.
Yeah, by the way, here's what's happening. These guys were very kind. That's all that was right there. I'm well aware of just took place. I'm not going home to tell my kids that what just happened.
We were told to let you win.
You want to go home, don't you?
Hey, guys, we want our cut now. We want our cut as well. What's the profit on this?
Listen, it's great meeting you guys. And I look forward to seeing you Friday and Saturday. I think it's going to be great that you guys are coming to New York and the Garden's having you. Like I said, go to the Garden's website, get tickets for the Garden, the theater at the Garden. And hopefully we'll get you guys back in New York sometime soon. It's a pleasure meeting you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
There you go.
Definitely.
Evan,
thank you guys.
Good luck,
fellas.
Right? Just out of curiosity, you want to throw one, Ev?
Yeah, let me see if I can beat you.
I think I had an 86 was my best, yeah.
Right, this is the Battle of a Cotton Roberts. Good luck.
Evan, as you may do know, you really, is not quite athletic.
No, but do you really want to stay there? Like, what is
it? Yeah. No, he'll be all right.
You sure you understand it? Hold on a minute.
Hold on a minute. Evan,
you're throwing the wrong hand.
Evan, literally.
The white one. Give him the white hat.
Just give me a hard time. Let me just say, hang on.
We don't want to give you a hard time.
Evan missed the entire board on his first throw.
But basically, I've been told that's called a Woody over here in the States.
That's called a Woody.
A Woody. Apparently, it's called a Woody in the States.
All right, throw number two, Evan. Go ahead. Evan is 14.
Yeah. 14.
Right. And
a
9.
9.
23.
Are you even going to stand up and try and beat that, or are you just going to let it have it?
I'll beat it on the first dart.
Oh, you didn't be no confident.
Single seven. Anyhow, check it out. It's at the Theater at the Garden. It's Dimitri Vandenberg and Peter Wright, and it's going to be a fun time. If you're looking for something to do Friday and or Saturday, check out the Garden. It's a huge party. It goes all night long, and it's part of the Premier League Darts, and it's going to be awesome. Good meeting you guys. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you to the Garden for providing you guys.
Much.
And nice to meet you, too. Smart woman right there.
I'll
take a quick break, and we'll continue with more Carton Roberts right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I do think we have a new favorite moment in the history of Carton and Roberts.
What's that, Craig?
So we have two world-class elite dart throwers. They hand me the darts, and Evan goes, what are those called?
Can I at least
explain? I mean, can I, what were you going for, Ev? Flying swords?
I do.
Come on, man.
I have to explain my thinking, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because even off air, Dimitri is like, that was very funny. Did you do it on purpose? And I'm honest with him. I was like, no. And here's my thinking.
No, I didn't.
Do you know badminton? Like the game badminton?
Yeah, it's called a shuttlecock.
Okay. It's called like a shuttlecock or a birdie or some weird name.
No, it's called a shuttlecock.
So in my brain, I'm thinking, here we are talking about a sport. They called it that.
Yeah.
That, you know, we've played at bars. We're not that familiar with. Right. So I'm thinking maybe it's got some kind of weird name for the thing you throw. The game is done.
Like, for example, if you have a bow and arrow, the thing that goes in is called a quiver.
Right.
Something like that.
And now, does everybody know that? No. I didn't even know that.
Well, then the question would be, do you guys call it anything besides darts? You don't just go, what's that? What's that thing you're holding?
Yeah. Those three things with the pointy ends that you're going to throw at the board, at the dartboard.
Out of context, I understand. I sound like a schmuck, but I'm just giving you my back thought here. Little back thought. It's like a shuttlecock. It's like a different name for these games.
I think Big Maverick makes a good point. Like, you didn't say, by the way, outside of darts, are the darts referred to as anything other than darts? Because you throw the darts at the dartboard.
Right.
And it said dartboard on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
The game could be darts, but you may throw something
It'd be
out.
Like going up to Pete Alonso and going, so what do you call that? And he goes, a baseball. I mean, do you call it anything else?
Yeah, I realized as he was answering it that I was a moron.
I mean, the fact that I beat him, that was a little embarrassing.
Dude, that was crazy. To your credit, though, man, you put up a big number.
Put up an 86.
But what I don't understand
Not the
about
greatest, by the way. Like, I mean, honestly, if either one of those guys was really concentrating.
Yeah.
It's triple 20 all
so
day if
they
want.
Are they aiming for a certain spot? Because when I'm up there, and I think when you're up there, I'm just aiming for the middle. I'm hoping to do the best I can.
My gut is that for what we just did, a very quick, silly demonstration, that they're probably like, let me just go for the bullseye.
Right.
And they missed the bullseye. But I'm sure, you know, push comes to shove. Like, they would beat me 100 out of 100.
No, but when you're playing darts, let's think about you and I, regular guys.
Yeah.
Are you aiming for a certain spot?
Yeah, because, so the game he was talking about, the 501 game, you start at 501, you got to get to zero.
Right.
Right? So I guess that the quickest you can do that would be nine throws, nine darts. And that's the thing you and I saw in the video.
Yeah.
Where the world championship, the two final guys, they were like perfect through seven.
Right.
And that's never happened before. And then I guess one guy, maybe even perfect through eight, I guess, possibly. So now they're about to do something that A, doesn't happen a lot. B, they're both doing it. It'd be like the Mets versus Yankees in Game 7 of the World Series.
Both pitching perfect games.
And Garrett Cole's pitching a perfect game. And so is Justin Verlander.
That's insane.
I mean, that's essentially what that's like.
Because, like, in bowling, the perfect game, it's called a perfect game, but it ain't that exciting because a lot of people do it. Well, seems like it's common, isn't
but,
it?
But, I mean, it's exciting, though. To be fair, it's funny you say that. When I watch bowling on TV, and every once in a while you wake up on a weekend and bowling's on TV, like, I watch a couple, you know, frames, whatever it is, right? Because we all know how to bowl.
Right.
It's weird. Like, it's not all that exciting.
Because they're too good.
When a professional, because of the spin and all that stuff we can't do. So, yeah, but when we saw this video, man, and it wasn't even so much because they were throwing the perfect dart game. And I'm not exaggerating. Everyone will tell you. There were like 10,000 people who were riding with every throw of the dart.
What,
like you do. I can't even describe it to any American sport.
What I remember about this video is the crowd was into every throw, and then we couldn't get over the amount of beer that was served over a two-day period.
Yeah. Like, it was something like 500,000 cases of beer.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So people were into it, man.
I might go.
You should.
Well, hey, Big Mac, what are my plans this weekend? You have any idea?
What are your plans this weekend?
I have anything going on?
I don't believe so. You go into the Dar thing at the... Wait, do we call it Hulu Theater anymore? No, just the
just the theater, I guess. Theater. I guess Hulu's out.
Well, Big Mac and I are busy Saturday night. We both have the same plans, actually.
What are you guys doing Saturday night?
We're going to the Westchester Center to see wrestling.
No!
Yeah!
Cody Rhodes is coming to town, broken arm and all. Let's go!
You guys sitting together?
No.
No.
What are you talking
about?
Well,
he's on top of things. I'm less on top of things.
How do you guys go to the same small little 5,000-seat venue and not sit with each other and have your boys together?
So a couple of things. I bought the tickets when they first went on sale.
Why didn't you get him some?
I didn't know he wanted to go.
Well,
but what I didn't realize...
I love wrestling. We talk about it constantly.
I didn't know you wanted to go just because you like wrestling.
You're right.
He loves wrestling. He's not going.
No, he has no children that constantly talk about how our kids both like it.
Here's what I didn't understand.
You're right.
The tickets go on sale, and I bought tickets. The seats I want to sit in, good seats upstairs, but front row.
I mean, every seat there is a pretty good seat.
I agree with you, right? So I spend the money on the tickets. They're pretty expensive, but what are you going to do? I go back today. The event's 3 days away.
Yeah.
The seat next to me, which has not been sold, is half the price from the Ticketmaster, not from the secondary market. So I paid a premium. What is this, dynamic pricing?
I don't know, I guess. Or they're worried about selling out.
They see it first on sale. They charge an arm and a leg. I pay for it. Want to make my kids happy. I check it now, and it's half the price. And the same thing happened in Big Mac.
Did you guys happen to see the video that went viral like last night, this morning? There's a dad and a kid maybe three, four years old. And they're fake wrestling. Right? Did you guys happen to see this?
I have not, no.
So no, but you're about to scare me, I'm assuming.
No, not
okay,
at all, actually.
Good, good, good.
So the dad's a little heavy set, and he's fake.
Go on.
He's fake. It's not about you. So he's fake wrestling with his son.
Right.
This video is awesome. He's laying on the ground, and he's next to a dresser. Again, kid can't be 5 years old, right? The kid climbs on the dresser. Gets on top of the dresser, does what amounts to a backflip off the dresser to pin his father. I got to show you this video.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, your boys love wrestling. So I imagine at some point, you're probably on the ground.
Yes.
And they're trying to pin daddy,
every
right?
Every day, bro.
Every day.
Yeah.
And they jump from the top of my couch, nearly as high as the dresser.
No, it wasn't that high.
They're not doing backflips either.
Dude, it wasn't that high, but it was on TikTok. I got to find it for you.
I think every father deals with this with their kids. It's just that maybe we don't film it.
If my kid could do a backflip off the dresser and land like the splash, splash on me,
Backflip part, but the wrestling part.
Oh no!
It was such a cool video to watch because as a dad, like my kids are so much older now, like we don't do that. Like my kids and I might spar and box each other, and truth be told, I won't say it to them. Like, it hurts sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when your kids wrestle you, it's not going to hurt you because they're so small.
No, it hurts sometimes. It still hurts.
Yeah, but, dude, I'm telling you, this little kid is so cute. He goes up to he jumps off, and then his dad, like, he pulls up, like, a figure four.
Yeah. You got to be careful, though, because they watch these things on TV, like a low blow. I had one of my sons do that. Like, he hit me in the low area because he saw it on TV. I said, no.
You got to teach him that lesson.
No.
Listen, that's a lesson every kid's got to learn early. I mean, you can't have them going for the low blow.
I know.
Meanwhile, you got Aaron Nola for the Phillies tonight against Cookie Carrasco. And, of course, you got a little Harry Rose bobblehead night. Game starts in about an hour and 20 minutes. And great night for baseball, right?
Beautiful.
And then late night tonight.
Oh, before you continue we said something yesterday. I want to follow up on it. You asked me. You said, hey, you think they'll get a big crowd last night at Citi Field? And I predicted 32,000. Well, I was wrong.
It looked good on
TV. It
was
better than 32,000.
They get 37?
They announced 36,236.
By the way,
I would expect an even bigger crowd tonight.
Yeah, with the giveaway and all that. Again, it's a beautiful night.
Phillies.
Another day away from Memorial Day. I didn't realize that the Mets are doing this, and I wonder if you've seen this yet.
What's that?
So the Mets are doing the golden ticket. Have you seen this?
The golden ticket?
Yeah.
No.
So I saw this last night. Someone put a video out where sporadically throughout the stadium, pardon me, they have a printed, like pretty large, so not like a normal old school ticket size, but they have a piece of paper printed that says golden ticket on it.
But just randomly around the ballpark?
Randomly around the ballpark. Obviously, there's going to be more of them in the in the higher up seats because you're not going to give a guy who's buying front row dugout seats the golden ticket, I would imagine, right?
What do you get with this golden ticket?
I don't know. But it's redeemable for a gift from the Mets.
Oh, wow.
And the only thing I couldn't find out yet, I will eventually, is what's the giveaway? I'm thinking like maybe it's an old school bobblehead that they had leftovers of. Or maybe it's like a voucher for hot dogs or something. But I want, if you go to Citi Field And I think this is a really smart idea. When you get there, you might have a golden ticket on your seat.
So it's like in your seat, on your seat?
Again, I don't know.
Well, I've never even heard this promoted.
Yes, it's the New York Met Golden Ticket
promotion. Are they telling anybody about it?
I think it's a big secret.
Well, maybe I missed it. Maybe it's on me. I apologize.
I'm not doing it for, I don't know if it's for season ticket holders or random or whatever it is. Or maybe your seats are too good. I don't know.
Too good.
But all I know is that I think it's genius. I think any chance you have to make every fan think when they walk in the ballpark, there's a chance tonight's the night I might win something for free.
Right.
I think it's very smart.
Yeah, I get
it's
you.
Like the Oprah thing.
Right.
You go see Oprah back in the day. Today might be the day.
Right.
Maybe it's Denzel Washington. Maybe I get a new car.
I used to think that every time I went to a Met game, thinking tonight I'm going to see a no hitter. Tonight I'm going to see a perfect game. Tonight's the night. And believe it or not, if not for one bloop single, Kodai Senga was perfect for seven innings last night.
There you go. There you go. You got a special night last night.
Special.
Too bad you left early, huh?
I didn't go to the game last night. I watched it on DVR an hour and a half late.
You're going tonight?
I'm going tonight.
Who are you going with tonight?
Going with my dad tonight.
Oh.
And he's picking me up a sandwich now that I'm not having those quesadillas. So thank you,
Dad. Did he stop at Mama's in Corona and get a proper sandwich in Queens?
I stopped at a deli near where he stays in
Queens. So your pops is bringing you the sandwich so you don't get sick on the 9-hour-old quesadilla that's sitting in your car.
Caller called up early in the show, said you're going to get yourself a major case of the you-know-whats
if
you eat those quesadillas sitting in your car.
Yeah, so by the way, here's what you and I both know.
What's that?
You're eating the quesadilla.
I mean,
you're
going to
eat the sandwich also. There is no doubt in my mind whether it's on the way home.
That's where it's a possibility.
Where you're a little hungry and your wife might be sleeping by the time you get home because the kids are going to bed.
Yeah.
There is no doubt that Evan Roberts at some point is going to take a couple bites of that quesadilla.
Here's what I'm going to do because I want to be responsible. I'm going to inspect the quesadilla.
It's going to look
fine.
I'm
going to analyze it.
Yeah.
I'm going to smell it.
Yeah.
I'm going to rip it open, kind of look at the cheese.
Yeah.
And if at 10 o'clock at night or whatever time I get to my car, I feel up for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat some quesadillas.
You're going to eat some quesadillas.
It's on the table.
There you go. Eating some quesadillas. All right, well, good luck to you.
Thanks.
And if you see my son, tell him happy birthday. He'll be at the same
with
three of his best friends tonight.
I'll be looking down because he'll be sitting much closer.
He'll be in much better seats. See you, and there may or may not be a special guest that you'll see tonight as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a guest tonight?
Zip it.
Craig told me.
Zip it.
No, I got to tell everybody.
No, you cannot.
I have to tell everybody.
You cannot.
This is such a monumental guest.
No.
I can't say anything?
No, you may not.
I'm sorry. I thought you have to go to the bathroom.
No, you may not.
Are you going to the bathroom?
You say zero. Nothing.
All right, let me just warn you. Nada. Lugie and Big Mac, don't try to get it out of me. I cannot tell you who this special guest is.
We will definitely try to get it out of you.
All I'll say.
Don't even. Evan, I'm telling you. Then it's over.
I haven't said anything.
No, zero. Just enjoy yourself.
Can you just say something?
No, I can say nothing.
Like, what's
nothing.
The,
maybe the seventh inning will be special tonight. I don't know.
So it's at the Met game tonight.
I don't know if it's at the Met game or the Yankee game, but something special might happen
tonight.
The
Yankees are in Seattle.
Maybe it's happening in Seattle. Maybe Gerald Kalenic is going to hit a home run.
Put it this way. All I'll say is this.
I'm telling you, I'm going to beat you.
I'm not
telling you,
saying anything.
Don't you blow it up.
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock,
yes.
You'll all know. You'll say, oh, that's what he meant.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Because everyone's good. Okay.
Zip it.
Right, that's it.
Zip it.
That's it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.